بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Today, arrogant France grandeur is broken and nations talk against the US. February 17, 2022. All the activists who had worked in these sectors have contributed to the continuation and perpetuation of the revolution. And of course, we have not done enough, and we have shown some negligence. Over the years, there may have been malicious intentions. There may have been some of these things, but great things have also been done. And if it had not been for these cases of negligence, the situation would have been better. I'd like to say that with the movement of the continuation of the revolution, today the revolution is thankfully both alive and productive and generative. When the arrogant front stands against the revolution and against the revolutionary nation of Iran and show great enmity, the reason is that the revolution is alive. If it had not been for the revolution, they would not have had any reason to be so vicious and evil against the Iranian nation.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
What does survival of the revolution mean? It means the attachment of the new generations of the country to the ideals of the revolution. Today, people are attached to the same ideals that the revolution put forward. It means nations' independence, national dignity, national welfare, social justice, the realization of an Islamic society, and ultimately, as I said before, the creation of a new Islamic civilization. These are the great goals of the revolution. Our people today are attached to these goals. If they can do anything that is within their power, they will really do it. That is, the vast majority of the country has this attachment. Now, there may be people who are a little slow to move or do not move at all. But the Iranian nation is, generally speaking, attached to these ideals. The nation is attached, the revolution is alive, and the sign of the survival of the revolution is the enmity of the camp of arrogance, which stems from the insistence of the Islamic Republic on these goals. It is incorrect to say that the revolution has drifted away from its goals. One hears from some individuals that the revolution has strayed from its goals. This is not the case. If the country has strayed from the goals of the revolution, the enemies of the revolution would not have been so hostile to the system. The Islamic Republic and Islamic Iran.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.